It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. By the way, at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro, starting at 7 tonight, is the Puck It Up Draft Party.
That's right.
With Brad.
Puck It Up.
Broads is going to join us at 5:30 to discuss it. I'll be going to Puck It Up. I got to go home and feed my dogs first, and then I'll head right over to Puck It Up.
I'm shooting over there, too.
Oh, yeah. He promised us a parking
spot. I'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I have for you today the five biggest developments we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts within the next year.
These always make me nervous.
You're not on it.
Whoa!
Yeah. Actually,
whoa.
Neither of you are on it.
Whoa!
And number, appreciate that.
And number one's related to me.
Oh, shocker.
Yep. Number five is whether or not the camera is going to still try to claim athlete status after what I'm about to do to him starting on Sunday. Because he's going to get humbled in golf, obviously, but it's really all the events. If I go 5-0 and it ain't that close.
If you go 5-0?
When I go 5-0.
There we go.
And it ain't that close. What, like, he's going to be, he, you know, boasts about his, you know, he's a little bravado kind of guy.
Yeah.
Will he be taken down a notch or does he keep his same energy?
Can I make a prediction here?
Yeah.
He's not going to make it through all five events.
You've been on that for a while. He's already ducking the running. I could tell that
physically,
yesterday.
There's just no way. He is, that, you know, he's just so, he's like a car that you drive to work and you're worried that it's actually going to make it there because of the noises it's making.
Nice.
You're like, well, if it's
just
not, if it's not the transmission, it's going to be the tire. If it's not the tire, it's going to be the brakes.
The alternator.
Yeah, the driver's side window doesn't work anymore. Like, he's just, he's on his last legs.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know he's 47. I always thought he was like, that's what he said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he's in his 40s.
No,
yeah.
But I thought he was like 43 or 44.
Yeah, I thought he was much younger than me.
Yeah.
He's only a year younger than me. He looks so much worse.
Yeah.
Well, certainly is built worse.
Oh, my God, yes.
47, that's basically 50.
All right.
Nothing wrong with being 50 all or right. above 50.
Nothing wrong with being 50.
Or barreling towards 52. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying for his, how he is.
Yeah, I would have guessed he was like 43.
But Seltzer's 43.
Yeah, but yeah. Seltzer's age is all screwy to me.
I know.
Because he had like a whole life before.
And Elliot's like somehow almost 40.
Yeah.
No one acts like their age anymore. You don't act 48. You don't act 51.
No.
I don't act
30. I try to.
Well,
Elliot doesn't act 53.
Elliot in particular.
which is the one that doesn't act their age the most? It's probably Elliot, right?
Elliot.
Oh, yeah. For
Elliot
sure.
Seltzer.
Yeah, I don't look my age, but I think I act my age.
Now,
I go to
Giulio,
bed early, Elliot.
Giulio acts about 45, but he's really 30.
You don't really act your age either.
Yeah, I know. I'm very mature for my age.
No, I was going the other way.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
You're starting to become an adult.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
The fourth biggest development we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts within the next year is whether or not Richie becomes a full-blown girlfriend guy. Now, he might already be there.
What are you talking about?
He might already be
there. I'm out on this. I'm not doing this.
What are you talking about?
But, I mean, it's a lot on the Instagram right now.
Dude, let him live.
It's great.
Let this man live.
Dude, he is
monitoring the situation.
He's happy.
I'm happy for him.
Can you imagine how much, like calmer he is now?
He is calm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Looks healthy.
Looks great.
Yeah. Let him live.
And letting him live.
Nah, look, I know we brought up the Instagram the first time. I thought it was fair.
Yes.
At this point.
Let's let it go. It's his personal life.
Yeah, let him become a girlfriend guy.
Even though it's playing out on Instagram.
Yes, it sure is. A lot of Instagram. But it's been fun to
monitor. It's kind of jarring when you're not used to it. Not used to seeing a lot of John
I'm used Richie. To blood down the forehead.
Yeah, not wholesome Richie.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Posting about Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Here he is loving his dog. Woo!
Alicia's good for him.
Great for him.
Great
I agree.
For him.
She's good for him.
I agree. But we're monitoring the situation. The third biggest development we are monitoring amongst WIP hosts here at WIP is whether or not Paul Jolovitz is becoming a Maury guy. He, His two biggest draft guys he wanted over the weekend, or the last couple of days, VJ Edgecombe, he wanted them to take at three.
Yep.
They took VJ Edgecombe.
Okay.
He wanted them to take this Broom guy was Jani number Broome. Two.
On I, his, did, I did see him tweet about him before yesterday.
And he calls Maury an idiot. Does that make Jolly an idiot? Or does that mean that Maury now knows basketball?
He's got to give him credit.
He's got to
oh, he's got to give
without
him credit.
Question, he's yeah. got to give him credit.
By the way, Jani Broome is such a random thing to want them to
right.
take. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
that's that savantness that Jolly has a little bit of.
Did you just say savant?
Yeah, he's a savant.
In what way?
Oh, he's smart. He saw this. Listen.
Not everybody that goes to Penn is smart.
First of all, he has great retention when it comes to
he does
when he memorizes everything.
Yeah. Yep,
right?
Yep,
so you got that.
Still can't tell
smart.
I still can't tell if he's kidding with the tweets the other night.
Yeah, not sure about that, but that was not one of his best moments
yeah.
when
now,
he came at Jack about the not scoring another run.
Now, if he was joking, I could see it.
Right. Well, he should have put a smiley emoji or something. I do it all the time.
I know. But I can't tell if he was kidding or not.
He has to be. He has to give Maury credit.
He does.
That's I got to call fraud on him.
Yeah. It's okay to say a guy had a good
track. But the guy took two of the guys you wanted.
I know.
You got to give him credit.
I know. We'll see if he does it. We'll see.
It's like Mad Mike with Howie.
I know. Now we'll see if Jolly has the stones
yeah.
to give Maury credit.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think he's on tomorrow at 10, so we'll have to monitor that. The second biggest development we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts is Elliot transitioning fully into an Eagles homer.
Well, monitor that all you want to. I believe that one is happened.
That one's left the ship.
Well, yeah, what?
Not happening. It's happened.
That one's left the.
Yes. Well, the question
left
is
docks,
left
yes.
the dock.
The
is
question is if they're 0-2, like what is Elliot doing? Is Elliot like let's say I hope
or he's going to tell you why they're 0-2, and he'll say he believes they can turn it around.
So he's not going to be critical.
No,
you don't think.
No. Wow.
What if they get to like 7-7?
Well, here's the thing. And he can learn this from me, being a staunch supporter of the Eagles. And believe me, I've had to get through some rough times at times, but I can put a spin on anything because I'm a glass half full guy. Really have never went nuclear on the team about anything. Just not my style.
No.
It's not my style. But I know how to voice my opinion when I disagree with something. And you can't be blinded by everything.
And that's my fear is I think the blind might.
Can't be blinded by everything.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Come on, E.
Come on, E.
It's okay to be critical at times, brother. Then, see, you know what Elliot will do? He'll give you the criticism, but then turn right back around and praise him so it doesn't come off as if he's being too harsh. So he'll give you what's obvious if they're not playing well or turnovers or something like that.
And then go, but.
Then he'll put the positive spin on it at the end. Right?
I think so.
Eagles
we'll
homer.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wow.
But the number one
biggest. To all of them.
It does.
We lose all of them. Yep.
But the number one biggest development that we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts is Jackie turning into a neighborhood guy.
A neighborhood guy.
I'm still a.
You're going to have everyone over?
Yeah. A little housewarming party.
Now, wait a minute. You're in a neighborhood
you're
now.
You're in a neighborhood
but I'm not
now.
Really in a neighborhood. I'm in a town. I'm in a borough. I'm talking like a strict neighborhood. So we.
Yeah, like we're in neighborhoods.
Yeah, you guys are in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's not a borough in Westchester.
It's the only borough in Pennsylvania. It is. And we're in the town. We're basically in the city.
Wow.
Same thing.
And you're not a neighbor?
I have neighbors, but it's like.
Are you neighborly?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like this, that's a we live on a street. I'm talking like a neighborhood. There's a difference.
He lives on the street. Where else is he going to live?
Well,
so we bought a house. I guess is the thing here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bought a house.
Don't
act like you
don't jinx it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking for content for top five.
Okay. Yep. All right. Fair enough.
Also, it's not the only borough. Narberth is a borough.
Oh, easy, easy. Turn the mic down a little
bit.
Oh my god.
That was startling, Buzz.
That was the loudest thing I've ever heard. Guy's so close to the mic.
Yeah.
Now he's not going to say anything else.
No, I just thinking if you just turn it
that wasn't just me. All three of us took our headphones off at the same time.
So we're doing a single family home.
There you go.
On an acre plus.
I got I got
my New Balances ready to go.
Acre plus.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
What does that new deal look like?
Don't worry about it.
I always tell when he shows me these houses with all this lawn, I'm like, who the hell is cutting
who's
that
cutting
lawn?
Who's cutting that lawn? Yeah, who's cutting it?
Oh, my dad. My dad is a lawnmower.
Of course. Right, are you going to use it or is he?
No.
Does he have to?
No, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you hear me talk about how I was mowing the lawn for 2 hours on Saturday,
you got to ride more.
I will get there.
Yeah,
my dad has one.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say you can't mow an acre with a push mower.
And we got the blade mower for our little.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay.
I remember I used to have to make money trying to use that thing.
I'm sure.
As a kid.
Yeah. So. That's the new development in my life.
Well, congrats. Hey,
thank you.
Congrats, but brother. Fingers crossed. Congrats.
Knock new on. House.
It's early in the, you know.
You got a new book. Yeah. New house.
Wow.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Man.
Wow.
Sutton came this a couple months ago.
Yeah. Wow. Things Man. Are looking up for Jack.
Man. Got a new car.
Wow.
Well,
I tell you.
Yeah, this guy's crying poor a lot.
2025 has been good to you.
The year.
Wait
friends.
A minute. He's crying poor.
Yeah.
Bought a new car.
Yep.
Bought a new house.
Right. Yep.
Selling his house for tons more than he bought it for.
Yep.
Right.
What are we crying poor for now?
Yeah, what about you can't park? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Lot. It did lose parking in 2025, so make sure you bring that up.
All right.
Make sure that's addressed on the Fritz Ledger.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. It's a big summer sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you, sir, are on WIP.
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Friday. What's poppin', fellas?
Yosh.
What up, Yosh?
I just want you to know I took your advice on the push-ups.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I did 5 sets to failure with a minute in between sets.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what I want you to do, when you get comfortable with that after a week or two, break it down to 30 to 45 seconds rest. Because what you're going to do, you're going to keep the blood flow going to that broken tissue that you're breaking up, and it's going to cause that blood to go in there, pump in there, and then what's the name, as you rest, when you're done, that tissue, when it closes up on that blood, it's going to start to pump you up, boy.
I'm going to be huge.
Yeah,
yes, boy. I was saying, you gonna pump ice cream into getting himself situated.
Yeah. I gotta do something with this stomach.
You tag on right, you better listen to me. Look at Spike. Spike, I'm gonna listen to you. Because he do gotta pump.
I'm on my way to looking like Joe the camera.
I'd say you're a little way from there.
Yeah, you're fine.
Hey, I tell you when I see you what you're looking like. What's saying again? I'm a duck. Oh, and real quick, I want to clear something up. Buzz do check on me while I'm on hold.
Yeah. Well, you're an important caller.
Yeah.
We'll
see.
Thank you. And real quick, I ain't mad at Jason Kelce, Speedo, but why he had on the old man New Balance all that money he making? Like, stop it.
He likes a fresh pair of New Balance. I think every time I see him, it's like a brand new pair he has on.
By the way, New Balance, not cheap. Tyrese Maxey wears New Balance.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the not those New Balance.
Okay.
He's just talking about the older guy New Balance that the older dudes wear.
You can get them things at Walmart or something.
Yeah, he ain't talking about the cool New Balance this year. He's not talking about those.
What's saying the 525 and all that good stuff? Them things, what's saying the 000s? You better leave now, that alone.
The 991's a good little running shoe there.
There you go.
The gray one.
Jason got them ones on with me that them 65-year-old men wearing. That boy's
them Air Moccasins, shirt. Them Air Pegasus. Yeah, you got them you got them orthopedic New Balances.
Yeah,
on.
the orthopedic ones, man. Hey, Spike, I'm actually content with the draft. I like BJ. I think BJ, in my opinion, I think he's going to put in that work. I think he could be like an athletic version of Jimmy Butler. That's my opinion. What's the name with the hard
Jimmy
work
Butler.
He put in?
Wow, that would be a pretty good outcome.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the kid, Broom. What's the name? I told Jack I like him. I saw a couple of their games, and then in the tournament, that's a tough dude. That dude buckled his knee and rolled his ankle. I think he the main reason, what's the name, why Auburn didn't keep on going. But he still came back in the game, played it out. Gave them what they needed, what's the name, and they won that game. What's the name? I like that kid, what's the name? He like Marquise Morris. You know, we love Marquise Morris.
He
like him. He plays tough, what's the name? He can spread out, what's the name, give you that outside shot. That's a pretty good pickup. I hate Elliott, and I love Elliott because, what's the name, Spike, I know you like Sirianni. But when Elliott starts going in, he makes you guys sound like y'all don't like the person that you actually do like.
Well, because what he wants to do is he wants to be the only guy that likes the Eagles.
Yep.
And nobody likes him more than Elliott.
Yep. He's so annoying with
him. He even does it to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he turns you against
him. Yes, he does it to me.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I know Kyle Shanahan can draw lots of lines on paper. It's like, wow.
He gets you all the time. What else I was going to say?
This is good stuff.
We got on you last year about watching John Wick. We spent time all day throughout the show messing with you. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, action movie series.
I'm getting there.
It's so good.
Oh, man, stop playing around. You are not being corporate. Boy, like you tripping and flipping at the same daggone time.
Well, I finally got around to watching
True Romance.
Yeah, True Romance. So
great movie.
That was pretty good.
That
was good.
I fight that every time, but I forget. Fight True Romance is a good movie.
Yeah, you know, that was good.
I agree with you. Fight. It is a tearjerker. It really is good. When you watch it, don't watch it with nobody that's talking because you really need to pay attention so you can understand.
Oh, that means the wife is out then. Okay.
Yeah, you do need to pay attention.
Yeah, the wife is out.
Miss Renee, what's her name? Go do a hair.
Yeah, go watch something else. Yeah, go do something else.
Can't mess with it right now. And real quick, in my favorite movie, I love so many movies. Jack can tell you because I'll be giving him, get the movie y'all talking about. Get the show y'all talking about.
I know. But you're always the problem is, Yoshi, you're like 2 minutes after we finally get the answer. And then you're like, here it is. I'm like, I know.
But I don't know if nobody said it was saying my movie that I can watch over and over is Django, The D is Silent. That movie.
Oh, Django.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
It's
a good one.
It is so funny, man. It's the humor. It's stuff I want to repeat that I can't even say right now. I got to wait.
Thank you.
Samuel Jackson was the best in that movie. Yep. Oh, man.
And Leo. Another good movie by Leo.
Leo was good in that. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, he was. Hey, Mr. Candy. Yes, he was.
That's it. I love him.
You kept your hand on the trigger. Good job.
Yeah. I was like, no, don't quote it. He's like, okay. And then he started quoting it. No.
Yep.
The other guy, by the way, the Sixers got, we didn't talk about him, was they signed, he was an undrafted free agent, Hunter Salas, who is a guard from Wake Forest. Now, played 2 years at Gonzaga, then he played 2 years at Wake Forest. I guess if he had come out last year, he would have been a first-round pick. After the draft, he was, as soon as Kevin O'Connor put out his top 10 undrafted free agents, Hunter Salas was one. Okay. He's a 6'5 guard out of Wake Forest, scored 18 points a game last year.
Another guard.
Undrafted free agents. They gave him a two-way contract, so he'll be on the team next year.
Okay.
I think maybe what hurt him last year was he shot, like, all of a sudden his three-point shooting fell off a cliff last year. He went from shooting 40% to 27%. You're a two-guard who can't shoot, like...
Well, you're not a two-guard. You're really a forward.
Yeah. So, but I think they believe in it, and it seemed like a good pickup. So he'll be a two-way guy on the Sixers next year. Jhenai Broun, by the way, has the makeup of a guy who will score 38 points a game for the G League.
Yeah. Like,
every time he goes to the... Wait, what are they? The Blue Coats now?
Yeah.
He's going to be 38, 16.
Now, how do you pronounce his name?
Jhenai.
Not Johnny.
Yeah. No. Jhenai Broun.
Jhenai Broun.
Yes.
Not Brome.
No.
Yes.
Kind of a knockoff Julius Randle?
Nah.
A little more.
I think he's a knockoff Carlos Boozer.
Yes. More closer to Carlos Boozer than Julius Randle.
You squint, you see Lamar Odom.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Odom was a ball handler outside and everything else.
Yeah. I don't think.
I like the Carlos Boozer comparison.
Actually.
Boozer was a second round draft pick.
Yes, actually, Jim in Alabama can tell us more about Jhenai Broun. Hey, Jim, what's up, man?
Hey, Spike and Fritz, how are we doing today?
What's good. Up, brother?
What's up, Jimmy?
Good. Can I get a couple things off my chest? First-time caller, long-time listener before I get to Jhenai Broun?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Number one, Fritz, you better kick his butt. I'm walking around down here with an Alabama football jersey with your name on the back, so I'm expecting big things out of you.
Number two,
do you guys give Elliott a sobriety test before he comes into the show and talks?
Oh, I wish I could tell you he was drunk. He's
yeah,
not. He's
yeah, never sober, drunk. Elliot. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
He's psychotic, not yeah, drunk. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I moved down to Alabama from the Lehigh Valley about 14 years ago. My son's going to Auburn, and I've had the pleasure of going to Auburn basketball for the last couple of years. And, man, I don't think Groom is, you know, he's not a number of first-round draft pick, but he is a solid player. Auburn had a whole cast of characters this year. He's not a fireball. He's not a spark plug, but he's got a level head. He can talk to the refs. He's big enough. He's good inside. I just think in the second round, we got ourselves a player that could really develop into something in Philadelphia.
I hope so. Look.
He seems like a 10-year NBA vet guy.
Yeah, he'll end up in the league for a
long time.
Yeah. I hope so.
Does all the dirty work.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You need that guy.
You need one
Listen,
of those.
Listen, I can't remember. I was going to say, was Udonis drafted?
I don't remember.
I can't remember if Haslam was drafted.
30 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He was on the 06 Heat, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he played his whole career at the Heat. He won three titles.
No, I know, but I didn't know if it went all the way back.
Oh, no, he won three titles. Yeah, he was on the 06 team.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And he actually played on that one. He didn't really play on the...
Dude, you should have seen Udonis Haslam in college. He probably weighed 50 extra pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
I don't remember him in college.
Yeah, he played with Florida. Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Well, because when you're 6'8 or whatever in college, you can be a center.
Yep.
And then you get to the league and you're
Draymond
a
wing. Lost a lot of weight. Draymond,
oh, really?
Draymond was a heavier guy in college, yeah.
Coming up next, the NHL draft is tonight.
That's right.
There is a party over at Chickie's Glassboro, the Bucket Party with Bro.
Yeah.
20,000.
Can't wait to head over there. I got I'm going to get home. I'm going to Scotchy Rebel. You guys got to poop. You got to eat so I can get over to the Bucket Up party.
Right.
Broach will join us next.
I'll be two shots in by the time you get there.
Oh, you're going to be a problem.
Shots on goal?
Yeah. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Sing it!
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickie's in South Philly. By the way, the delay thing, I know we can fix that. I just have to play it from here, from my computer, like we did when we were at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That way we don't. I don't know if the delay is charming.
It's not.
Okay. So we'll just fix it.
And where were our people here? Loud all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, they scream themselves out.
Yeah. I mean, we got a million Eagles fans. They can't join us for Creed?
Nah, they're passed out.
That was a little bit of an older crowd.
Yeah, but you think the younger, rowdier crowd is taking over now.
So speaking of Chickies and Pete's, Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro tonight. The Bucket Up Draft Party with Broads. As the NHL draft is tonight, the Flyers have the 6th pick. Broads joins us now to preview the party. Broads, are you ready, buddy?
Boys, I am so pumped up, the toes are curling. I can't wait. Get me to 7, baby. The rumors are going. I'm starting to get excited, thinking about all the possibilities. This is outrageous. Waiting for the police escort to get here.
The police escort. I was going to ask you about rumors. So is there anything like specific or interesting about the Flyers that has been floating around?
Yeah, Anthony Sanfilippo just actually put out a report saying that there has been some spirited discussion in the war room over the last 24 hours that maybe they go Porter Martone, the winger, at 6 if he's available. That's a Brady Tkachuk type of power forward with great skill and moves the needle for me, damn it.
Are you going to like whoever they pick?
Yeah, seriously.
No, no, no. there's one guy, if they pick him, I swear to God, there's going to be seven holes in my wall, in my basement. His name is Brady Martin. Listen to his weaknesses and tell me if this sounds like a good hockey player. He needs better IQ, he's not mobile with the puck, and his vision is awful. And they apparently love this kid. His positive, if this isn't the most Broad Street bully hockey crap I've ever heard, his positives are hardworking and plays with energy. If they touch this kid with the sixth overall pick, I am going to be unbelievably pissed.
All right.
Well, hold on.
That's what we
hold mean. On. You were unbelievably pissed about Tockett.
Yeah, he already left that in that corner.
And then we brought Morgani in to school you. I mean, you'll probably ditch this one, too. You'll get a Martin jersey.
I wasn't unbelievably pissed with Tockett. I just didn't think it was the needle mover.
You're a big needle mover guy.
Bro, I asked you this before. I'm sure I sound like an idiot. They need a goalie. How is there not, like, is there not a goalie in the top 10 worth taking? I'm so confused by this.
Yeah, so the thing is with goalies is, like Bob, for example. Like Bob, we traded Bob Roski. He wins the Vezinas and the Stanley Cups. They had him at 22, 23 years old, and that's when he first got here. And now he's winning all these cups. You know what I mean? So, like, if they were to draft a goalie in the first round at 18 years old, we won't see that kid until he's 24 years old. Like 18 years from now. It takes forever. So they have some of these goalie prospects over the years that are stashed away playing in Russia at 19, 20. And, you know, you just got to hope that over the next couple of years, one of them pops in here.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that that's how goalies work.
Yeah, so like goalies never go in the first round.
got me. So what is planned? Ike said he's heading over to Puck It Up.
Yes.
I will head over to Puck It Up right after I feed my dogs, head right over to Glassboro. What do you? I feel like I asked you this on Wednesday, and you didn't have an answer. Anything planned for the Puck It Up party tonight?
Just good spirit, baby. That's all you got to bring. Flired up, Puck It Up,
all right.
And just the presence. That's all it's about.
What time does the draft start?
Seven.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
All right. All right.
Come on, Ike.
How much time in between picks?
I'm not answering that question because still don't know.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
How is there?
But we do have the sixth pick, though.
We
right?
do have the sixth pick. Yeah. Is there any chance?
What? Go ahead, Jack.
Is there any chance they can get McDavid? Is McDavid actually going to ask?
No. You got duped by the fake. Instead of Frank Saravalli, you got duped by Frank. Frank is
well. Spike.
Like the
Spike
NBA.
Got duped.
Centel.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Man,
you got Frank. But listen. I'm going to be honest with you. After next year, they're going to be in on McDavid. The problem is, so is every other team. But they're going to be in on McDavid 1 year from
now. Get it done!
Get it done, Danny!
Yeah.
Danny,
by the way, it's...
Flyers!
All right. It is 5 minutes in between picks.
Oh, so. That's even better.
Thanks for Googling, bro.
Well, hold on. Ike, there's pick six. Then we got to pick in the 20s and pick at 31. I mean, you're not.
Ike will be there the entire time.
Yep.
Well, what about the second round? It starts tomorrow at 11. You guys want to get together?
Yeah.
11 a.m.
I'll see you in the basement.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, bros. I'll tell you this. This is my first Flyers draft party. Get together with the Fly guys and all the fans. Listen, if it's a good enough atmosphere, I could be there to that second pick. I could be.
Wow.
I could be.
It's
could be. I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just saying I could be there.
Dude, that's like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
I probably won't be there when that second pick comes around.
Now, is there any scenario much like at the Rights to Ricky Sanchez party where you're running up and down the stage with your phone out videotaping anything?
That could happen. Yes. I wish I knew what.
It's not going to look like the Rights to Ricky Sanchez draft.
I was told 20,000.
Oh.
I was told 20K.
All right, Broads. Well, we will see you.
We'll see you in a little bit, buddy.
Chickies in Glassboro starts at 7. You can get there early, though. The Puck It Up draft party with Broads. We hope to see you over there. I'll see you over there, Broads.
All right. You guys are the best.
All right. There
All right,
it is.
Brother.
Pucking it up. Broads. Oh, yeah. You got something?
Got a little something here.
Tell us about it.
All right. Do you have storm damage at your home? Maybe it did rain last night, or maybe you got a little shore property that has received some damage. Whatever. Call the home team. I'm talking about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Spike knows about Emmons Roofing and Siding. He's getting stuff done at his house all the damn time. Maybe I shouldn't say that. They installed top-tier lifetime warranty roofing and siding systems that boost your home's curb appeal, drive up your home's resale value, I tell you.
Wow.
Defend your home against the elements. It does all that for you. Free estimates and fair pricing along with top-notch service. Emmons is the one for you. Visit them at callemmons.com. From top to bottom, inside and out, Emmons has you covered. Don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Oh, there he goes. 215-592-9494. Angry Don in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Yes, I love the title. Angry Don is what I will be until it is football season. How are you fellas doing today, man?
Oh, what's up,
Angry Don? What you angry about,
I see
buddy?
Where this one's going.
I don't.
You know exactly where this is going, brother. Go ahead and get that drink ready. We're going to start off here. You know something is wrong when a Philadelphia fan is more optimistic about the Philadelphia 76ers than they are about your Phillies or your Sillies. I called up the other day. I think if this team wants to be serious, I feel like Dave Dombrowski's just going to sit on his pine, you know, his hands. If they want to be serious, fire Rob Thompson. Stop calling this man Topper. He has not won jack squat in the city. Fire the guy. I'm very optimistic about the Sixers. I feel like any move is a good move at this point. Don't really know too much about the guy. Broom,
Edgecombe.
But he looks solid. Don't know too much about him, but I'm completely out on the Phillies until they hire somebody else. I don't think management is competent enough. Appreciate y'all for taking my call, and I'm sure I'll hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Angry Don. Yep. Thank you for the call. Any thoughts, Jack, on Angry Don's?
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what that was.
What was that?
Nah, it was just getting under my skin.
Oh. No. Yeah, you're not even that big a Topper guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good manager.
There's easier ways to get under your skin.
Yeah, his name's Harper.
And I'll give a list. I'll do a top five.
Yeah,
top five ways to get
under my skin. Not on Sunday at 11:10. Nothing's getting under my skin on Sunday at 11:10.
What's Sunday?
That's when me and the camera.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We got to be locked in on that day.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Halfway through the Philly season, do you feel better or worse about the team than you did at the beginning of the year? 73.9% say worse.
Again, if we asked that on Monday,
it would be the opposite.
Right?
It'd be literally the opposite. Yeah. I learned a lesson from last year from you guys. Even though I did think something was wrong early,
sure,
I do admit that looking back on it, I was probably overreactive in general to individual Phillies games.
Sure.
So I've been a little more steady this year, even during the bad times.
I just think that's how you got to view a baseball season. Like, I think it's
no fun.
I know. Well, it's good to react to stuff. I think it's fine to react to stuff. Like, but I just. They had a bad three games, but I can't let that erase what has been a good start to the season.
Yeah,
and how they've rebounded after the Pirates series, I think was impressive for as bad as the last three games were.
CJ in Texas, I believe, is an Eagles elitist. CJ, you're on WIP.
I just need to know what qualifies an Eagle elitist. So is it just not agreeing with you and Jack? Or
well, I'll let Jack define it. It mostly comes from him.
Well, like, all right, so I guess if I was looking for an example, right, of Eagles elitism, it's in Elliott's top 10 most important Philadelphia athletes for the next coming of future. The first four are all Eagles, and it just makes you feel like I guess what I get annoyed is it feels like the Eagles are the only team in the city, and that they're the only team that gets it right. And I know they won the Super Bowl. We all know they won the Super Bowl. But it's just like every other team, they can't do anything right. But heading into this year, the Eagles and the Phillies had the same resume, and then the Eagles got it done. And I totally agree. But it doesn't mean the Phillies can't win the World Series, you know. And I just don't think we get that with the Eagles. The Eagles get a lot of benefit of the doubt, and to this point, they have deserved it. But it just feels like there's an extra sharp tongue when talking about Embiid's a loser and Harper's a me guy and Thompson this and Thompson that. There's a sharper tongue when it comes with the Sixers and the Phillies, and me being a Phillies guy, that's where I get my backup, and I get bothered by it.
Ooh. So, Ike, I love the BTA that you brought to them earlier, and I don't see how you didn't win the Bills.
Well, I love the Kelly Green.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the in itself should have went to Ike.
I should have had the belt. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well,
exactly. He brought the belt out. It was like a dad in the 90s when kids are acting up. You just pull the belt out and everybody shut up. So that's what happened. I'm just saying. Since y'all in the foxhole together, I want to cause some dissension. So you said, if I can remember not too long ago, Spike was like, hey, he's not running out the first base. He was talking about your boy, you know, he's, you know,
yeah,
the guy.
Bryce.
He was talking about he was talking about Bryce. He was on Bryce for the bad. And next week's shows is like, hey, halfway through the halfway mark with Bryce, pretty much is he living it up? Is he living up to the big contract and all that type of stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty sure all that is Spike, you know, his great brain of, you know, making stuff happen.
Oh, wait, listen, Spike's ready for this one. You best believe that.
Exactly. So
Jack won't be happy next
Spike
week.
I want to think about who you got to with you because he's deserting you right now. He's going to be on the other side of this thing. The other thing is this right here. It's not so much that people are just Eagle elitists. And you said they started off the season before this season, before they won, they were the same. I don't see how they were the same. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl before this season, and then they went back to the Super Bowl. So they wasn't in the same.
Well, but there was, but I guess my point is it was two different cores. I mean, I know there's some players on the 17 team and 22 team, but I think, like, there's totally different head coach, totally different quarterback.
I get you. But it's more like a front office thing. So when you look at the teams, you look at it from top to bottom. And so, like, I feel what you say with Elliott. Anytime you – if you look around and you see you're in the foxhole with Elliott, you're probably on the wrong side of things. Even if you're on the right
he's
side.
He's in his own foxhole.
Exactly. I've been in foxholes and look and see Elliott. I said, damn it, oh, I know it's not going to be bad. Because he doesn't know how to argue the right angle. But then I look at Spike. Spike, I love what you do. Feel like me and you are kind of kindred spirits. We're the 180 guys. Whatever people are going with, you go the opposite way. But sometimes you go kind of hard. You kind of go hard, too hard. And it's so, remember Elliott said this thing with you of saying, like, hey, they should have traded the big man. And you're like, no. You retool it. You bring it back and see what happens. And it's like, why? Now you hear with this guy that you don't know is going to play, and you hear with Paul George's contract, and we're taking anybody under 6'5 in front of it. And it's just like, why would you do this? Because if they're not winning, what do you expect Eagles fans to say when all you do is go with Jalen? Even when you say something good, you go with Jalen. You say so many little sharp-toned words toward Jalen, but you have none of them toward the GM of the 76ers. And it's just like, it's weird. So
Jalen and Daryl Morey have nothing to do with each other. And also, no, Baker Mayfield is better than Jalen. I'll see you later. Thank you, CJ.
215. 215. There was a question there on NFL Network today. Is can Baker Mayfield win a Super Bowl?
Of course he can. He can. He's probably not going to win with the team in Tampa. He could win a Super Bowl. Baker?
No shot.
Oh, come on. You don't give enough respect to Baker.
I like Baker.
Nah.
I don't love him, but I like him.
Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, God.
Aaron from San Diego, WIP already has a pathetic loser of a caller, and his name is Chris from Middletown. Don't call anymore with your California narcissism anymore. You suck.
Whoa.
Don't call anymore.
Wow. How are you going to tell? Oh, hold on. You're a Cowboy fan. You don't tell the Eagles fans don't call anymore.
Yeah, but
he's a top five caller.
We already have Chris from Middletown. He just copies everything he does. We don't need it. Just go away, please.
He was corny.
Yeah, your call is so great.
Damn right it is. Hey, An Arrival, Jack, is a fantastic movie directed by Dennis Villanueva, who did Dune, who did Sicario.
It's okay, Villeneuve.
Did he say Villanova?
He's going to do the next James Bond.
He is going to do the next James Bond. Yep.
Yeah, and do we really need two more hockey games? Good Lord, I don't need any more hockey games. And Ike, I have three movies for you, okay? We got Mad Max, Fury Road, okay? Furiosa and Anora. Woo! An X-rated.
Anora won Best Picture, but apparently it's kind of spicy.
Oh, wow.
Is that an indie film? What is that?
No. I don't know.
Anora? I've never even heard of it.
It wasn't a big movie, but like it did win Best Picture, and apparently.
Who's the star?
Just watch the first 30 minutes of it. You'll be hooked. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right. Pants
on.
All right. Okay. Goodbye, loser. All right. He's something else.
He is.
And it's Villeneuve, not Villanueva. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square or online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
I was in the 700 level when Mark Wahlberg ran back that punt. Don't tell me I don't know history. Jack in the producer booth.
That's right, Ike. That's right. Special teamer of the century. Something.
Yeah. What's next?
All right. What's next? I didn't know.
We actually loved the movie about spaceships hovering over various locations in the world when it was called Independence Day. Regular people.
That's right, Spike. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Like, Arrival is a big movie.
It's an indie flick.
It is not an indie flick. It made $200 million. It was nominated for 7 Oscars. It had Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner in it. It's just not.
Is it better than Independence Day?
Independence Day is a stupid movie.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
It's fine, but it's stupid. Arrival is not stupid. Oh, my. It's way better than Independence
Day. Is that a Will Smith movie?
Yeah. Independence Day?
Yeah.
That's Bill Pullman, isn't it?
Is but who, the star in the movie is Will Smith.
Well, Bill Pullman plays the president, right?
I never saw it.
Yeah.
You never seen Independence Day?
No.
It's pretty good.
I can't stop watching. Did you guys see the live version of Will Smith singing "I Like Girls" in the streets of New York?
Oh, it was very uncomfortable.
No one was.
There was a bunch of people there. No one was reacting.
I'm telling you, dude. I don't want to hear it, man. Yeah. I don't want to hear it from Will Smith, man. I don't. What is he talking about?
Did you see the freestyle that he did?
That's what I'm saying. I ran into that. Yeah, he's all tough.
The freestyle was horrible.
Yes, the tough guy. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to listen. Now he's a gangster rapper.
Now he's got a new one where he's taking a shot at Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about. Yes.
There's one where he's like, I can't. It's a tough watch.
Yeah, it's a tough watch. What's next?
Do you call yourself a movie fan? Do you actually not see most movies? Join Ike Reese and Jack Fritz for the new Odyssey podcast, Never Seen It. Mark and Monco.
That would do numbers.
Well, of those 20 movies, I think I saw 3 of them.
Yeah, 3.
It's just a horrible list. I mean, pick
that's
movies.
That's what it says to me, yes. That's a bad list.
Pick movies that people have seen. Like, there can be a comedy on there. 2010 was peak comedy.
21 Royal Tannenbaums.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
Is that about Mike Tannenbaum?
No, Wes Anderson. 22 Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
23 Boyhood. 24 Her.
I've seen Her.
Yep. What's next?
Elliot only likes what everyone else likes. Spike, the guy that dislikes things only because everyone else likes them.
Fair enough. Number 28, The Dark Knight.
Yes, two for The Dark Knight.
29, Arrival. 30, Lost in Translation. 31, The Departed. What's next?
Oh, there you go, Departed.
He is smart. He is great. And he is handsome. Say it. Kyle Shanahan elitist Spike Eskin on the phone with Elliot after the show.
You are a Shanahan elitist.
I'm not a Shanahan
elitist. Was Shanahan the guy that Elliot said his teams were too soft because they lost one game in the rain? Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
He just disrespects McVay. He disrespects Shanahan.
Yeah.
It's like anybody who is a similar age to Sirianni, he can't possibly be a good coach. He beats them all the time. Shut up.
They're still good coaches, though.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
What's next?
It's been a while since his blockbuster official report about Bryce's extension, but Big J Spike is back with an official report on cheesesteaks in Philly. Use the rewind button on the Odyssey app to find out who he says is the best.
No.
Alex in Lancaster.
I want to be clear, I haven't had a cheesesteak in like 8 years, so I don't know whose cheesesteak is the best.
That's a good way to get out of that.
It's true. I can't eat it.
People forget that.
Yeah.
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. There was a place called Blackbird in Philly that had a vegan one. I had that. But I've never had any of the popular places in Philadelphia. None of the ones right down the street.
Yeah, say it louder.
None of the ones in South Philly. I can't eat any of them. Who is next, Jack? Are you doing leading off?
Yeah.
A little extra work here, huh?
About 36 minutes of extra work.